Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 1st, 1977, in Bombay, India.
We are combination of matter and spirit. That spirit is Dibba. That's it. Aparayam vikasu vidhime prakritinta. That is parapratita, superior. There is a superior identity. And for understanding that superior identity, we require superior knowledge, not ordinary knowledge. Dibba jnana ride prakasa. So this is the duty of the Guru to awaken that Dibba jnana. Dibba jnana. And because Guru enlightens that Dibba jnana, he is coercive. That is required. Modern are always, this is Maya, that the Bhagyan is never manifested. They are kept in the darkness of the Bhagyan. Of the Bhagyan means, I am this body. I am Indian, I am American. I am Hindu, I am Muslim. This is all the Bhagya. The Atma Buddhi. The Shanta Buddhi, Tuna Priti. I am not this Bhagya. So the beginning of the Bhagya is there when we try to understand that I am not this body. I am superior element. I am spirit soul. This is inferior. So, why should I remain in this inferior knowledge? We should not remain in inferior. Inferior knowledge means darkness. Tamasi ma. The basic injunction is don't remain in the inferior knowledge. Jyotirgama, come to the superior. So, to worship Guru means because he gives us superior knowledge. Not this knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life and defend. Generally, the political leaders, social leaders, they give this knowledge. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to defend. The Guru has no business with these things. He is the Bhagya, superior knowledge. And that is required. This human form of life is an opportunity. So, awaken that Vibhokya, Lide Prakash. And if he is kept in darkness about that Vibhokya, simply if he is trained up how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to do that, then life will be wrong. There is a great loss. Mitta sansara atmani apraapyam maam nivartante mitta sansara atmani. Very risky life if you do not have it in our Dibba Jnana. You should always remember. Very risky life. Once again thrown into the waves of birth and death, we do not know where I am going. Very serious. So this Krishna consciousness is Dibhogya. It is not ordinary knowledge. Everyone should try to understand this Dibhogya. Daivi Prakriti Mahasi. Therefore, one who is interested in this Dibhogya, he is called Daivi Prakriti Mahasi. From Daivi Dibha comes the Sanskrit word. Sanskrit word from Daivi Dibha, adjective. So, Mahatmanasya Mam Prata, Daivi Prakriti Mahasi. One who has taken to this, the Bhagyan process, is Mahatma. Mahatma is not made by stamping or receiving knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex. That is not the definition in this Shastra. So Mahatma Sudhula. Bhavunam Janmanavanti Jnanamahan Mahatma. Vasudeva Sarvani, Sama. One who has got this Dibhagya, Vasudeva Sarvani, Sama, that is Mahatma. But that is very, very, otherwise, Mahatma like me, there are a lot of industries, that is there. So you should always remember this word, Dibhagya Anadipa. And because the spiritual master enlightens the Dibhagya, one feel obliged to him. Jasya prasadat, prasadat. Jasya prasadat, magati. So this Guru Puja essential, as the deity worship essential, it is not cheap adoration. It is the process of enlightening the Bhagya. Thank you very much.